Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. SEPTA service returns to normal Sunday, but a price hike is also in effect. KYW Charity Howard spoke with some riders about how that more than 20% increase will affect their wallets.
40 cents is a lot to a broke man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I can't afford that.
That's Micah. He works in Center City but lives in West Philly and says he got a rude awakening getting on the bus as SEPTA bus and subway fares went up from $2.50 to $2.90, and regional rail rates went up about a dollar. And what about Uber and other car services? He says they're just not an option for him.
Y'all know how much Uber costs? I barely make $20,000 a year. Y'all talking about stick of Uber. Heck to the no. Y'all better fix y'all stuff.
And Cass from Northern Liberties, she uses a monthly SEPTA TransPass and pays now $116, up from $96. She says unlike much of Philly, she can afford it.
It's not great. I'm lucky I can deal with it, but, you know, it does impact me. Yeah, no, it definitely adds up. Yeah.
Recently, Governor Josh Shapiro approved SEPTA's request to use about $394 million in state money to reverse previous service cuts and to prevent more cuts next year. But SEPTA riders like Cass.
I would like to tell the Senate to pass a budget that funds SEPTA adequately. And in fact, like, it should be free.
SEPTA restoring about half of the previously eliminated bus, trolley, and train routes now, while the remaining routes will be restored Monday. Locals and tourists run the Rocky Steps daily, but a local nonprofit had runners go up and down for 24 hours straight. KYW's Sunny Morgan was at the Art Museum as they finished for a good cause.
Legacy of Hope, a nonprofit that helps to address the needs of cancer patients and their families, is in its eighth year of PHL 24, a 24-hour endurance run that raises money to keep cancer patients afloat. Frank Alois is in his second year of doing the run, which began Saturday and wrapped up Sunday morning.
I did it last year, and I love to support this organization. The work they do is really incredible and powerful, and so I want to be here and raise money and help them.
Gina Mancuso, co-founder of the event, came up with the idea after losing her best friend to cancer.
On the way home from her funeral, I thought about this 24-hour event as a way to fundraise for cancer patients in Philadelphia who are going without food, without electricity, heat in the winter, and it's become an amazing event because of the participants.
Michael Rao, the president of Legacy of Hope, says they get referrals from every area hospital for cancer patients who've used up all their resources and need a hand financially.
Michael Rowe, the president of Legacy of Hope, says they've raised more than $200,000 for Philadelphia cancer patients and families. Well, recent census data shows Philadelphia is no longer the nation's poorest big city. But the head of an area organization that provides economic mobility for youth says this is not the time to take our collective foot off of the gas pedal.
Philadelphia's poverty rate fell to 19.7% in 2024, dropping below 20% for the first time since at least 1979. Houston now holds the title of poorest large U.S. city.
I think it is a story of progress, and I think we just also can't be satisfied with it.
Sean Edward Vereen is president and CEO of Heights Philadelphia.
I think there's a ton of efforts by many organizations and the mayor's leadership around really trying to focus on economic mobility. Having said all of that, we still have an enormous amount of work to do.
Vereen says there's a citywide agenda around trying to connect young people to educational workforce opportunities, and that when students start out well, it has a lifetime effect on their career trajectories. But the path to college can be hard for low-income students.
We have to make it more affordable. We have to, you know, think about what are the real opportunities, not just simply for anybody who goes to college, but particularly Philadelphians who are coming from low-income neighborhoods.
Heights Philadelphia serves more than 3,600 students and will expand to 5,000 over the next 5 years. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.